Hello and welcome. Today we will totally ignore the sights of university that suck and tell you about our favorite experiences. Not to put university on a pedestal, but we have enough fun here we want to share with you. We, that's me, Birgit, 31 years old, I'm studying English and German, and I'm being known for my avid love for soccer and a certain black and yellow team. Then we have Katrin.
Hi.
Who is 23 years old. She studies linguistics, and you'll recognize her by her really big and really blue eyes. And last but not least, there is Sedar.
Hello.
22, studying English and history, and the funniest chap of the bunch. Plus, we've also invited some of our fellow students to tell their stories. But why don't we start with Sedar?
Thank you, Birgit. Of course, university can be boring, but there are also very nice things on the campus. Do you see how often they give you presents like Kinder Bueno or bags with always new stuff in it? They even have mattresses that can be worn here at our university. It is always fun to see what you will receive the next time when things are offered. I think it's cool that some companies advertise their new drinks or other things here at the campus, because it's good for both students and companies. The funniest moment I had was when a coffee manufacturer came to me with a Segway and offered me some cups of coffee, although I don't like drinking coffee. But the idea using a Segway for the product is something that you won't forget so easily. You can also subscribe for magazines or get new college blocks and also pens and pencils. I even participated in some sweepstakes, but I couldn't get a prize, unfortunately. The campus has many things to offer, and I'm sure I'll be surprised as always.
Next, we will talk to our friend Nele, who is 22 years old. She studies French and English and seems to know everybody on campus, probably because, well, she let you know herself.
Hi, my favorite part about university is my work for the Fachschaft, especially planning and holding our famous parties. What I also really like is meeting new students and helping them find their way in the pure chaos called HHU. I was pretty lost when I started here, and when I can make someone smile because they have one problem less that we in our Fachschaft could solve, then I know that this is really what I like doing.
I brought a friend of mine, her name is Geza, and she's 21 years old and she's majoring in English. Geza, would you like to tell us your favorite story?
I would like to talk about the Unisport, and I think it is pretty nice that you can use sport activities that are offered by the Unisport, and it basically costs nothing. And there are many various offers that you can choose from there. There's football and like running and yoga classes, but you can also do origami, which is pretty awesome. Although some activities require further payment, it is still pretty cheap, and since students are always broke, I think it is a great opportunity to try new sports, and yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you, Geza. What I would like to mention is how usually we are pretty lucky with our lecturers, especially in English. Can you ever imagine to get through something as confusing and frustrating as English grammar alive? Well, with lecturers like, for example, Ms. Dostert or Mr. Geiselbrechtinger, you can. Ms. Dostert is such a nice lady, always in a good mood and totally empathetic to our situation. How couldn't she? As a native English speaker, she had to learn German, which is probably even harder to learn than English. Once she told us the story about how frustrating it was to be corrected by her three-year-old. When they were at the beach, she went, "Look, der Möwe!" But her three-year-old replied, "But Mom, it's die Möwe." Mrs. Dostert just didn't get it. Why, when it is der Löwe, couldn't it be der Möwe? Mr. Geiselbrechtinger, who we prefer to call Connor because Mr. Geiselbrechtinger is definitely a mouthful, was a completely different type of lecturer. I'm not sure he actually liked us at all. At least you couldn't really tell. He definitely didn't have any expectations. For example, his advice for the big exam was to use the RTFS method. What it is? Well, simple. It's the method to read the fucking sentence. Plus, he always asks us to come to him when we have questions about the exam. Never to ask our friends, because it's our friend's job to lie to us. That's how much confidence he had in us. But his tips, his Eselsbrücken, him emphasizing all the important signal words is what eventually got me through the translation part. And all those lecturers' work and support is what eventually helped me to pass the dreaded language skills exam.
Next, we hear from Julia, who is 22, studies history and English, and is into video games and TV series. Plus, she shares Birgit's passion for the certain black and yellow soccer club.
What I enjoyed most was being able to write an assignment about one of my favorite TV shows, Criminal Minds. It was about how the fight against demons can make you become a monster yourself, based on the storyline of the Reaper. Isn't it great that we get to choose such topics?
Hi, here's another friend of mine. Her name is Claire and she's 23 years old. Funnily enough, she's the only native speaker in our group here. Claire, thanks for being here. Would you like to tell us your favorite experience at the university?
Hi, well, I really love how current everything is here in the university. Whenever there's big demonstrations down in the main center, there's always wonderful seminars and courses about that subject, so that we can be more informed and maybe join in if we agree with them. For example, we had a great one the other week, a beautiful seminar all about how it's wrong to eat animals. I'm not a vegetarian myself, but I found the seminar really interesting, and it meant when I saw the protests going on that I actually agreed with what they were saying.
Thank you, Claire.
We have heard many positive aspects about life at university, but when I have to think about something positive, I think about new people you meet there. I'm interested in meeting new people at any time, and I'm glad that I found many friends here at the university in Düsseldorf. Don't get me wrong, nobody should forget his or her friends from school, but I think it is always exciting to find new people you can spend your time with. I had the possibility to get to know students from other countries here at HHU, which wasn't possible at school. It is nice to listen to their stories, for example, where and how they grew up, which language they speak, and what they think about Germany and the Germans. For example, at university I got to know my friend Oana, who comes from Romania. She went to school there where she had the possibility to learn German. Up next, she decided to study in Düsseldorf, and I like when she tells me about her home country and how she thinks about us Germans as well.
So much about all the fun we have here. But guys, we do have to admit that university is also this big life changer, don't you think?
You're right, Birgit. University is a life changer. We are getting prepared for our future life here. One thing I like to mention is, ever since I started learning English, I have loved to write long texts. In school, I always improved myself, thinking I can't do much more than that. But coming to the university has shown me how underdeveloped my writing skills were. After attending the language skills classes, I improved much more than I ever thought I would have. Especially the essay writing courses contributed to my skills now. I feel very comfortable writing an essay from one day to another.
And I found out that I'm a sucker for British and American classics. I had to read a couple for my literature exam and was surprised how much fun they are. Now I have this huge collection at home with books from Oscar Wilde to Ernest Hemingway, from Robinson Crusoe to Wizard of Oz. By the way, did you know that in the book the slippers were actually silver, not red like in the movie? Anyway, those stories are like 1, 2, even 300 years old. And they keep surprising me with their wit and timelessness.
What Birgit and Sarah already mentioned is the change we go through during our time at university. For me, it is easier to read some texts or books written in English, not necessarily English or American classics Birgit talked about. Here at university in Düsseldorf, I have to read many texts about linguistics in English, although my courses are taught in German. I got a better understanding for the English language, and I also started to watch English TV series or read newspaper articles in English. Furthermore, I feel more safe to speak to foreign people in English, and I guess that's a step into independence. At school, I was really lazy and didn't know how important it is to prepare some stuff for the following lessons or to start learning for exams more than a week before. This changed since I went to university. Now I spend many hours a week at the library preparing stuff for my courses and following exams. I guess the reason for this change is that at school the teachers tell you what is important for an exam to prepare, and they tell you when you have to improve your performance at school. But at university you have to find out these points by yourself.
I think what we're trying to say is that there are a lot of good aspects about life at university, and even if you're scared when you think about how your life at university will be, there is no real reason for that fear.
Go ahead, make your own experiences, and also do your best for this new step in your life. Make it special with fun and success. Dream up to something big and make yourself damn proud.
It's simple. Enjoy all the fun here, work your butt off, and you will see you have the best time ever at university. A time you will never forget. Thank you for listening to these awesome stories and hear you next time.
Bye.
Bye.